It may be the case that all health is local. Certainly your own personal health is the most local of all. A community's culture, habits, and practices all contribute to health, and you can go to thetakeaway.org to see how your zip code is doing health-wise. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's County Health Rankings Report gives you a way of comparing your own community with others. We've also found this week in our health series, Zip Code Decode, how where you live matters to your health, that individual communities may be neglecting health even as they share collective spiritual values. In Paris, Tennessee, in Henry County, designated as an evangelical hub by the American Communities Project, spiritual health is a priority at the expense of physical health and high rates of inactivity. Chad Lampe of WKMS says that while spiritual values have contributed to the health neglect in Paris, Tennessee, the active churches are the key to making a turnaround.
Once a year, the small town of Paris, Tennessee claims to host the world's biggest fish fry, where thousands enjoy hand-battered, deep-fried catfish and hush puppies. The town's also home to a scaled-down replica of the Eiffel Tower. But most importantly, at least to this story anyway, Paris and Henry County are home to more than 160 churches. That's about one church for every 195 people. Each Sunday, about 12 miles east of Paris's catfish-inspired welcome sign, you'll find around 200 to 300 people in a worship service at Sulphur Well Church of Christ on the outskirts of the county. The church is hard to find.
We have a guy who comes and speaks here periodically, and he likes to say, "I've been to a lot of towns without churches. This is the only church I've been to without a town."
That's 31-year-old lead pastor Bob Palmer. He's smart and honest, especially when it comes to his thoughts on the church's role in spiritual and physical health. Palmer says the data from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and American Communities Project should be an eye-opener. In Palmer's county alone, the rate of physical inactivity is high, nearly double the inactivity rates of some of the healthiest states.
One of the things that was striking about these numbers is something I've known to be true, which is Protestant churches and Church of Christ falls in this category of just, there's a sense to where when we confirm someone's spiritual health and give them a thumbs up and an A-OK, that's often the end of the rehabilitation process, right?
But Palmer says it's not that the church isn't focused on physical health or the body's temple. In fact, he says there is some irony.
And here's where I'll pick on us. We do draw some hard lines on alcohol and tobacco use and tattoos. And we think, oh, you're not taking care of the temple that God has given you. The problem is that we have not looked at it holistically, right? We've just kind of picked out the things that we weren't going to do anyway. And so we feel self-righteous about that we don't do them. And I'll take a number five, you know, supersize it.
Palmer believes that this type of hypocrisy within the church and generally poor health statistics could also be a deterrent for someone looking to join a church and may be part of a decline in church membership and attendance overall.
Maybe that's an indictment on what we've been teaching. And I'll say this, if I were an outsider to faith and the church in any context, and all I had were these numbers to go on, it would not be attractive to me at all. And if anything, it would make me kind of run the opposite direction of, wow, your quality of life is really poor statistically.
In Tennessee, the Governor's Foundation for Health and Wellness might have some remedies for boosting poor health through a new program connected to an initiative called Healthier Tennessee. The governor's initiative targets whole towns and communities along with smaller, more cohesive groups like businesses and churches.
Small Starts for Worship launched in October of last year, October of 2014.
That's Communication Director Molly Sudderth.
It's a wellness program, an online wellness tool that provides the faith leaders with tips, ideas, and actions to get their members healthier.
Currently, the Small Starts program is underway in about 150 churches statewide, but none of those are in Henry County yet. Sudderth says the program is new, and she expects the number of participating churches to grow with the help of local extension agents spreading the word. Public health educator Barbara Kelly has explored the program and sees promise for getting church members moving and eating healthier foods.
One of the apps, I was looking through the worship site. One of them is, you know, walk and worship. So, you know, you walk and pray for those you feel, you know, need extra prayers or going through difficulties or maybe just need some lifting up. So there's a lot of things that maybe we just haven't thought of that before. Well, of course we could do that. And yes, that's a good idea.
The program may appear like a good idea, but there's still stigma tied to healthy living within this largely conservative area. Pastor Bob Palmer uses the word stewardship for care of the human body and the environment.
Right-winged religious folks have kind of viewed that as liberal thinking, but that hasn't been correct, I don't think, at all. You just read through early Genesis, and the very first commission God gives anyone is to essentially take care of this created world. And we don't talk about that very often for some reason, to our detriment, and some of these numbers reflect that.
Palmer knows he might be a bit of an outlier in his view regarding a holistic approach to health among evangelicals, but he hopes others will follow, not only for the sake of community health, but to maintain his flock. For The Takeaway, I'm Chad Lampe.
Chad from WKMS in Murray, Kentucky, reporting from just across the border in Paris, Tennessee. You can find out more about our health series, Zip Code Decode, at thetakeaway.org/countyhealth, and find out how your community ranks at countyhealthrankings.org. Tomorrow, we'll visit the Navajo Nation, a semi-autonomous Native American governed territory that spans 27,000 square miles. Accessing care can be a challenge for the Navajo, and that's why one dentist has put his practice on wheels.
The dentists are overwhelmed. There are just not enough dentists to serve the population there, and there haven't been for years.
That's tomorrow on The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.